This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Cyrus Casals, author of Is There Room for Another Horse on Your Horse Ranch? And The World That the Shooter Left Us, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of April. I hope that you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
Hi everyone, this is Aaron Tyler Hand, and I'm reading my poem Self-Portrait as Combination Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC. The unholy trinity of suburban late-night salvation, barring seemingly endless options of worship, bean burrito, breadsticks, and mashed potatoes, or a soft taco, pan pizza, and a buttered biscuit, an unimaginable combination of food flavors for people not ready to go home to their parents, and yet none of the options feel quite right. So maybe I should call it Self-Portrait as idling in a drive-thru with your friends, crammed across the sunken bench seats, avoiding the glow of the check engine light with black tape, pressed with a precision unforeseen anywhere else in their lives as a fractured voice says, "Don't worry, take your time, and order whenever you're ready." From behind a menu backlit like the window inside of a confessional booth, as the hands of the driver open up like a collection basket for the wadded up bills and loose change that slowly stack up as the years go by. And I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be in this analogy, but I know about masking warning signs and hearing out of tune voices scream. We're the kids who feel like dead ends, so instead I'll call it Self-Portrait as From Under the Cork Tree, or maybe even Self-Portrait as whatever album people listen to when they love their friends and still want to feel connected to the grass walls of a teenage wasteland that they can't help but run away from. About the poem. I love using poetry to capture the malaise of growing up in the suburbs. When you spend your time in a place that feels defined by its monotony, it's hard to find a place of personal identity that isn't mass-produced. In order to feel like you have any control over your life, you have to find the small rebellions that lead to a sense of belonging. That aimlessness, that escapism, is what I tried to capture in this poem.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.